You talked about a class program. I agree with Ferentz. And they're probably more surprised to be in the title game than Michigan. No one thought Wisconsin would go lose to Minnesota. Before we get to the breakdown of the game, what do you think the house is going to be tomorrow night at Lucas Oil? 70-30 Michigan fans?
Yeah, I'm right there with you, brother. I said 65-70% because Michigan's never been there. They've been waiting for this opportunity. When I went down to Atlanta for the Final Four, Michigan fans took that place over. That's a 10-hour drive, right, or whatever it is, and you could not find a ticket, and that place was absolutely packed with Michigan fans and so many more Michigan fans. That was for Michigan basketball. This is Michigan football, and it's 4 hours away, and people were starving for this. They've been starving for this. It will be at least 70% Michigan. Iowa, I think, was waiting to see what happened with Wisconsin. Now, before the year began, I would have thought Iowa had a good shot, but I certainly thought that Wisconsin was going to beat Minnesota and be set up the rematch with Michigan in the title game. That didn't happen, so Iowa fans were scrambling. They travel well, Bill, but there just aren't very many rooms here, and then the tickets were really hard to come by, so this will be a heavy pro-Michigan crowd on Saturday night.
Yeah, I love the Indianapolis Colts tweeting out a picture of Harbaugh in a Colts blue jersey saying, Jim's back in town, but with a different color blue. I thought that was pretty cool that I retweeted earlier today. Man,
Yeah. There
for the first time, the emotional high of beating Ohio State. I think the biggest question going in, mentally, physically, where is this Michigan team at?
Yeah, you nailed it. And I don't know if you saw our podcast with Chris Hutchinson, Doug Skeen, my podcast partner, and I, former All Big Ten offensive lineman. He played with Chris Hutchinson, Aiden's dad, for Michigan back in the early 90s. And we had Chris on there, and he said the day after the Ohio State game, he said they celebrated Sunday. He said Monday he was all up on film watching Iowa. He was really impressed with how hard they played. Now, this is not a team that's nearly as talented as Ohio State, especially offensively. It's like a rock fight, right, when you're playing these guys, average 299 yards a game and have a really hard time moving the ball. But they play hard. But those guys, and he said Aiden wasn't the only one. All of these guys were really heavily involved in watching film, preparing for this game, because they understand that it's not over and that they've got one more game to win. So, but they're right there on the doorstep, number two in the college playoff, top seven, right behind Georgia. It's unbelievable with the kind of season that Jim Harbaugh's had and the way he responded. He got his edge back, Bill. And that's what you and I always talked about in the preseason. That's where it starts. Harbaugh getting his edge back, getting the culture back to where it needed to be, and he certainly did a great job of that.
By the way, that conversation with Skeen, Chris Hutchinson, the former Wolverine offensive lineman and the father of Aiden Hutchinson, who looks like he could win the Heisman, Walter Camp, if he has a big game tomorrow, and maybe even be a Lion for life. We'll touch on all that later in the conversation. Don't want to kill the buzz when we get to the Lions conversation. We'll save that for the end. You can hear that conversation at the Wolverine .com. They are taking over the huge show. It's all Michigan, Iowa, start to finish today. Your comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. If you miss any of this, wherever you download podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, Podbean, iHeart, and more, you'll be able to hear it leading up to the game tomorrow night. Maybe you'll be driving down to Indy tomorrow because of the hotel space. You'll probably have a lot of fans driving in and out of Indy with its proximity here to Ann Arbor, Detroit Metro, and the west side of the state. Biggest game. I know the Ohio State was the biggest moment, I think, for the Harbaugh era, but it's obvious that this Iowa Big Ten title game, biggest game for Harbaugh as head coach at Michigan?
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's the biggest game since the last biggest game, which was last week. And haven't won a Big Ten title since 2004. Wow. To beat Ohio State, to get here you had to beat Ohio State, and that was the big one. It's the rivalry game. But now you got to finish the job. Otherwise, you're just the third bronze medalist, right? You've got to finish it and get to that next step. I said after they lost to Michigan State, I said the only way to really come to grips with it and to make that irrelevant would be to beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten championship. If they had beaten Ohio State, guess where they'd be? Or beaten Michigan State, they'd be number two anyway, Bill. So they're right where they would be, winner having won or lost that game. So now you've got the big rivalry win over your hated rival, and you've got an opportunity here, though, not just for the Big Ten title, but to make some noise in the playoff. I think they would be favored in that semifinal game. Get to that championship game, probably against a Georgia team that's outside outstanding and take your chances and see what happens. So, but you gotta win tomorrow to get there. And I'll tell you what, they're going to come out fighting. Iowa always gives Michigan fits, usually at Iowa, but these guys play hard, they're well coached and fundamentally strong, wait for you to make mistakes. But that's why I feel good about Michigan's chances tomorrow, Bill, because Michigan is not a team that has beaten itself like it has in the past 3 or 4 years. They have an identity, they can run the ball, they can out-tough you too. I think they'll match up pretty well toe-to-toe with Iowa.
Chris, I go back to that Michigan State loss, and I've had this conversation with a lot of buddies who are Michigan fans. I don't know if they have this same edge if they would have won that game. That loss put them in the bunker. They knew what they had to do, and they really have been a different team since that point.
They were pissed off, Bill, I'll be honest. You know, they got the latest Big Ten apology. We're sorry we blew the major call in the first half and everything else. And they said, we don't care. We're going to take it out on everybody. This was their quote. We're going to take it out on everybody who we see from here on out. And they've done that. And they've done it. It's been unbelievable. Coming back at Penn State, unbelievable the difference between past years and this year. Because in the past, when things started to go south, you thought, okay, here we go again. But when that happened at Nebraska this year, when it happened against Penn State, when they had some major things go wrong in the second half of both of those games, they were able to bounce back. That's the resolve that's been lacking in this program. But these seniors said, nope, it's not going to happen again, not this time. Same thing with Ohio State when things started to go south there, when Cade McNamara threw an interception in the first half, they rallied. So that's been the huge difference in this program, and I think you're right about that. I think that really strengthened their resolve, got them back on track. And when we saw them before that Ohio State game, Bill, I picked them to lose, but when we saw them and how Jack up they were like, okay, this is different, we aren't going to lose. They certainly played that way, and you could see it on the field all game.
Think about this battle tested Michigan team, and that's why you're not going to count them out. If they beat Iowa, which I'm predicting tomorrow night, they get to the Final Four, you won't count them out of any game because of at Wisconsin, at Nebraska, at Penn State, the Ohio State game, the emotion, the drama of getting a 16 point lead against Michigan State, who is a top 11 team still, even with that ugly loss to Purdue. And you found a way to rally, rescue your season, and you're a win away from being Big Ten champions. I don't know, maybe the national championship team, and we had Skeen on earlier this week, and we'll have Doug on again today from the Wolverine.com Michigan football podcast you do every week with him. Has there been a more resilient Michigan football team that you can remember compared to this 2021 group?
Yeah, that was a good one. 1999 Michigan is right up there. They had a loss to Illinois after they'd lost to Michigan State, too, but they bounced back with a win over Ohio State. Tom Brady willed them to a win against Alabama. But that's the culture that you're supposed to have in Michigan. That's supposed to be a given, Bill. And, you know, the way that they folded, you had guys on this in this program that were thinking about their next step and not about winning for Michigan. And I know it sounds cliche and corny and everything else, but in talking to Chris Hutchinson and Doug Skeen, guys who played here, they got it, and they understood what I was saying when I mentioned that you had some prima donnas in this program that really didn't care as much whether they won or lost as, you know, not playing banged up or, you know, making sure they got their paycheck down the road. So to me, that's where it started with Harbaugh, and I wrote that at the beginning of the year. You got to get these guys back. You got to get the locker room back. And I think the hires he made, like Mike Hart and Ron Bellamy, and he had a conversation with Ward Manuel before the season, Jim Harbaugh did, and Ward asked him flat out, what are you going to do to beat Ohio State? And he said, I'm going to get guys in here who know how to do it and who have done it, surround myself with guys like that. Those are two great examples of Michigan guys who have had that success. I think it changed the culture. And Mike Hart is a no-nonsense guy in that locker room. Everybody we've spoken with said, hey, whenever we got to the point where maybe guys were messing around or not focused, Mike Hart was right there in their faces. So I think he'll be a great head coach someday. But to his credit, Jim Harbaugh found the formula. It took him a while, but he found that formula. And the kids that he won with, the kind of kids like at Stanford that were flat-out football players is what he would call them. And he got the formula right after 7 years, and here we are.
You know, outside of some flat quarters against, you know, the opener against Western, the Rutgers game, the second half, you know, Northwestern, maybe the first half. The games they needed to show up, when they had to show up, including Washington at the time, and granted, Washington was coming off that loss to Montana. It still was a primetime game. They made a statement. nationally. This team, except for when they were up 16 on Michigan State, they have just been there and done what they needed to do to post a W.
Yeah, and even then it took some unbelievable plays for Michigan State, a 4th-and-2 fade from, you know, 40 yards out. And otherwise, that game's over. And, you know, so it took a lot of good fortune. Even Ohio State, they had 3 bounces go their way in that game. I can't remember the last time they put the ball on the carpet against Michigan and it didn't bounce right back to them. A couple catches that were just fantastic, and they needed those just to compete in that game. So, but to their credit, this Michigan team, the focus that they had, even against Rutgers, when Rutgers was threatening there late in the game, they made the plays that they needed to make. And again, that's not something that past Michigan teams have done. And that's one of the reasons, you know, they had to convince us. And Doug Skeen, too, who you've talked to, he said, you know what, I'm not going to be fooled again. I'm not drinking the blue Kool-Aid, was his comment. But he's all in now because he's seen the traits in this team and in this program that we used to see back in when they refused to lose. And to his credit, that's something that I saw out of Mark D'Antonio's teams at Michigan State. When he was there, you thought you left them for dead, but they never quit and they always played hard. So that's what you expect here. That's what we saw this year. Now the key going forward, Bill, is to make sure it happens every game from here on out, which I'm sure it will, but then in the future. You've got young guys that have learned from this. You've got to keep it going and continue to build that culture the way it used to be.
Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com joining us from Indianapolis, Michigan, Iowa in the Big Ten title game on Saturday night at Lucas Oil Stadium. Wolverines down to a 10.5-point favorite over the Hawkeyes on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Big board. You can follow everything leading up to the game, during the game, after the game. Who knows, college football playoff or the Rose Bowl. Michigan hoops, they're struggling. Michigan hockey is one of the top 5 teams in America. Women's basketball doing great. So much at TheWolverine.com. And with their new partnership with On3, now is a time to sign up. Only $1 for the year. All the details at TheWolverine.com. And Chris is leading off the takeover. We're going to hear from the entire Wolverine.com crew. Also from On3, Ivan Maisel and Tom Kakert, Iowa Insider. From Indy, your comments at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on that Huge text chain. Text the word Huge to 21,000. I made my Huge prediction earlier this morning, 27-10, Michigan over Iowa. Chris, before I let you go, what's your prediction?
Yep, I've got 24-13. I think Michigan's got too much firepower, and I just don't know how Iowa's going to score, Bill, unless they get some help, and that's not something that Michigan has been doing this year. So if Iowa can run the ball and line up heavy and try to run the ball and shorten the game, I think they got a shot if Michigan makes some mistakes, but I think Michigan's going to match their intensity. They're going to move the ball well. They've got a goal here, Bill, and I think they're going to fulfill it tomorrow night.
I think Iowa's going to look at Northwestern and Rutgers, those two games that got ugly and slow. Second half against Rutgers, first half against Northwestern. I think Ferentz and his staff will focus on those two games beginning at 8 p.m. on Saturday night in Indy. Injury update, how healthy, who's in, who's out for Michigan for the championship tilt?
Yeah, the only ones, Jermon Green, still gimpy, but he's expected to play. And Blake Corum, the same thing. He's got that ankle injury, Bill. And we saw it last week. He didn't have the breakaway speed, but he's still going to play. He's not going to be 100% until that semifinal game if they get there or the bowl game, but he'll be ready to go. You'll see a heavy dose of Hassan Haskins tomorrow night.
Yeah, Haskins, one of the best running backs in America, maybe 2 best running backs in America, you can make the argument, are here in the state of Michigan. Kenneth Walker at Michigan State, Haskins at Michigan. And how about before we're done, Corum's run was so big, a pivotal point in that game, and you knew he wasn't healthy, and he still found a way to help his team.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You had guys in the past that would have been sitting out that game, Bill, with an injury like that. There was no way he was going to miss that game. That was a 3-play, 81-yard drive all on the ground, and that play was critical. This kid is about as good as it gets, and they're going to have him probably for another 2 years after this. So future is bright, I think, for that Michigan offense.
Chris Ballas joining us from TheWolverine.com to take over the show, the Big Ten Championship Preview. Remember the dollar deal to sign up. Go to TheWolverine.com for all the info. I just got a text from Clayton Safey. Dear Bill, I just wanted to tell you, outside of writing for TheWolverine.com, my appearance later today on your show is one of the biggest moments in my life.
And I bought him dinner at St. Elmo's last night. So what does that tell you?
Did you take the whole crew out? Were you like the big shooter? Were you walking in? Were you De Niro, Pacino? Go, hey, St. Elmo's, I want the hot horseradish for my friends right here. Okay.
Exactly. And it was hot as hell, too, buddy. I got to tell you, it's everything advertised.
So. I've had it. It cleans out your nostrils.
It does. And it was fun, man. And these kids deserve it, man. These guys worked their butts off for us. And it was a pleasure. It was a lot of fun.
Hit that expense account big time down in Indy. It'll be amazing if they win tomorrow night. Chris, thanks for helping set up this takeover. It's one of the big days we'll witness tomorrow in Michigan football history, going in and what happens. And if they win, they're assured there'll be no debate Sunday at noon for that college football playoff selection and bowl show. If they do lose by chance, Chris, final comment here, and then we'll get to a network TO. Are they assured the Rose Bowl if they lose?
No. In fact, Iowa would go to the Rose Bowl because they're the Big Ten champion.
Gosh, yeah, so, that's right. It's not the Ohio State. They were assured the Rose Bowl if Ohio State would have been in the Final Four, right?
Exactly. Yep. So that would probably push Michigan to a New Year's Six game, and then we'll see what happens with Michigan State. But, so tomorrow, there's a lot at stake tomorrow, but they aren't thinking about losing, Bill. I can promise you the only thing they're thinking about is getting into that playoff and continuing to win.
Actually, if by chance Michigan lost, they could push Michigan State out of a New Year's Six bowl.
Right. Yeah, that's a possibility. But, Michigan State's going to be rooting for Michigan, right?
Oh, yeah, they're big fans. I think Graham Couch was on the show for the Lansing State Journal 2 days ago, and he said the State fans would rather end up in the Red Box Bowl if it meant Michigan losing.
Is that really a stretch? I don't think that's a stretch, to be honest with you. It's tough to root for your rival, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of Michigan fans sit around the old TV and root for Michigan State in any sport.
No, exactly. It's part of the rivalry. You know, it is what it is.
Chris, enjoy the night in Indy. I know you get to bed early. You're writing a lot of stories and overseeing everything with the crew. I don't want you and Clayton Safey and Anthony Broom to end up getting too crazy in downtown Indy. Okay, you got work to do.
Buddy, there are no promises. This is the first time, you know. So, if I need bail money, I'll give you a call.
Just go to thewolverine.com/bailout Chris, Clayton, and Anthony.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, man. But again, no guarantees.
And Skeen showed up, and here we go. Welcome to Hangover 4 Indy.
Skeen would be the guy that kept us all in line. I promise you that.
Yeah, I've seen you and Skeen in line together. You're great on the golf course. You're great on the podcast. You're wonderful friends. I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you, man. And thanks for being such a great friend of the Wolverine.com, Bill. It really means a lot.
And congrats on the partnership with On3. And I do want to welcome in Ant Wright, who's been one of our basketball insiders. He built his own brand. He's done a great job, and now he'll oversee high school hoops recruiting and cover college and Michigan basketball for On3. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great. Shannon Terry, the CEO of On3, we've known him for a long time. He's the best of the best, Bill. We've already got more subscribers now at On3 than we had at Rivals when we were there, and we're just continuing to grow. We got a juggernaut going thanks to this young talent we're bringing in, and guys like Ant Wright. It's been a lot of fun.
The dollar for the year deal is there at thewolverine.com, all the details and info, and we'll remind you throughout the broadcast here on this Big Ten Championship football preview, the Wolverines and the Hawkeyes. Chris, enjoy that Friday night in Indy and the game tomorrow, and we'll talk Monday on the huge show across Michigan.
Sounds great. Thanks, Billy.